姑姑说她现在找不着那个话筒，话筒在什么位置？就是扩音器还是什么？话筒在什么位置？知道吗，萨提？
不，我不知道啊，因为他用了
speaker。So。
Hi, Haribo.
Can
you call back?
他让我们再给他
再呼一次是吧？再呼一次。OK。
OK。
刚刚郭如用的那个视频，他是找不见，可能是想要关掉视频吧，是不是？
他不知道 speaker 就是话筒是在什么位置上来了。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna Maharaj。Yeah, it's better now. Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Okay, Haribo.
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I got it.
Okay.
找到了。
Yeah, you're a little early today. Good.
Okay. 好，那我就静音了啊。
啊，那最后结束的时候你来就说最后的呢。
妹妹，你就都直接说吧，没问题。
哦，行，好。
好的。
Okay.
Welcome.
啊，欢迎。Mara?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. 那今天晚上我们继续来聆听圣卡维昌德斯阿米给我们讲解圣典薄伽瓦坛。今天是第十一篇第七章世界十五。好，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna.
Yeah.Okay, so today is a auspicious day.
今天是一个特殊的日子。
Every day is auspicious, but today is kind of extra.
马拉。
Gana Chimiranda Shyam, Gana Janara Shalaka, yeah. Yeah. You wanna.
The voice is a little bit, broken.
Haribo, Hare Krishna.
Now it's better. In the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hai.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hai Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Sanna Balava Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana RanjanaYamuna Tira Panachari Yamuna Tira Panachari Radha-madhava. Is this better sound now?
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Yes, it's better.
Sound is better now?
Yes, Hare Krishna, okay. Is better.
Machines.
Thank you.
Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharada Hare. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharada Hare. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Rani. Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanacha. Yamuna Vanacha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha. Can you tell me the verse?
11:7:15.
11th canon, chapter 7. Sheer woo. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:7:15. Shrimad Bhagavatam 11:7:15. Karoyam duskaro bhuman kaman nayam sutaram twai sarvatman abhakar iti me mati karoyam duskaro kamanam vishayatma bhi Sutaram Twai Sarvatman Abhaktir Yitime Mati Tyagoyam Dushkaro Bhuman Kamapish Sutaram Twai Sarvatman Abhaktir Yitime Mati. Word. Chaga. I am in this.
Shuk.
Duskara, difficult to perform.
难以履行.
Kamanam of material enjoyment.
物质享乐的.
Vishaya, sense gratification.
感官享受.
Atma be by those dedicated to.
有那些献身于什么的人
especially
特别的
Why unto you
向您
Sarva Atman, O Supreme Soul.
至尊灵魂啊.
Abhaktai, those without devotion.
有没有奉爱的人们.
Iti das.
这如此。
Me my.
我的。
Mati opinion.
观点。
Translation, my dear lawyer, supreme soul, for those whose minds are attached to Sanskrit, and especially for those bereft of devotion to you, such renunciation of material enjoyment is most difficult to perform. That is my opinion.
译文，我亲爱的主啊，至尊灵魂啊，对于那些心意依附于感官享乐的人，以及那些没有对您的奉爱的人们，这种弃绝感官享乐是最难以执行的，这便是我的意见。
Yao Tzu report. Those who are truly devoted to the Supreme Lord do not accept anything for their personal gratification, but rather accept those things suitable to be in the Lord's loving service. The word Vishayatmavi indicates those who desire material objects for their gratification instead of for the devotional service. The minds of such materialistic persons are suitably disturbed, and it is virtually impossible for such persons to renounce material. This is the opinion of Sri Uddhava.
要指那些真正献身于至尊主的人们，并不接受任何事物，为他们个人的感官享乐接受任何事物，而只是接受那些适合供奉给主的爱心服务的事物。 Vishayatmabhi 这一词指那些为了个人的感官享乐渴望物质对象的人，而并非为了对主的奉爱服务渴望物质对象的人们。这种物质主义者的心意一定会受到打扰。事实上是不能弃绝物质享乐的。这就是Sri Uddhava的意见。Finished, Mara.
Om Agyana Dasya, finish. Om Agyana Timirandasya, Nandana Shalakaya, Chaksu Nilitanyena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutam.Kadamayam, Kadati Swaha, Padantikam, Valeham, Shri Guru, Shri Yudha, Padakamalam, Shri Guru, Vaya, Shri Rupam, Padrajatam, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakam, Vishakam.Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Moste, Kapta, Kanchana, Gorange, Kachari, Vishabhanu, Sutadevi, Pranamami, Ma, Om, Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Prasaya, Bhinkame, Srimati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Namaste, Namaste, Sarasati, Devi, Gauravam, Nirvisesha,Shunyavadi Bhats Jaya Sita. Vanshikalpa Shubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Krishna says a similar thing in chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita.
这个世界跟薄伽梵歌第二章很类似。
Vishvayavisayatmakabuddhi akeha kurunandana bahushakas chananyascha buddhayo vyavisayinam. Translation.
Which verse?
Those who are on this path, 241. Their aim is one, the beloved child of the Kuru. The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branch.
这是《博伽梵歌》的第二章诗节41。走在这条道路上的人，目标坚定，意志坚决。库鲁族的宠儿啊，那些没有坚定决心的人，他们的智慧如多头乱絮。
So we see it's not a new thing. Kali Yuga, the people always wanted things for their own sense gratification. But in Kali Yuga, the Maya has arranged so many things people can try to get, you know.Before it was much more simple. We didn't have all these devices and vacations and all these things that are just passion and all that. But now it's driving people crazy and they're promoting all these advertisements to make them believe they need these things and you can't live without them.
那么看到呢在哈利年代，人们特别渴望感官享乐。那玛雅安排了有这么多罪恶的设施，还有这么多的假期，然后人们都处于在激情形态，然后人们都疯狂了。有这么多的广告在诱导人们从事这些罪恶的感官享乐。
People are, you know.Going crazy, feeling they don't, even suiciding because they think they don't have fashionable enough clothes, they don't have enough money, or they don't, it's very hard for them to give up these things too. They, even a little bit they have, they're very attached.
我们看到呢，人们就是为了追求金钱，还为了追求这些漂亮的服饰，他们就会不择手段。有的人甚至因为得不到感官享乐会自杀。
So, Kali Yuga means the mind is always disturbed, and that's what is disturbed. They're just bewildered. They don't know there's, and they think their body and mind is suffering.And they're being offered so many things that are supposed to be.
Kali 年代，它的一个特征就是心意总是受到打扰，心烦意乱，人们总是困惑，而他们认同于躯体和心意，由于这躯体和心意给他们带来的种种的烦恼和痛苦。
The Lord Rishabhdev, he said that this is crazy.
主 Rishabhdev 就说
Now they want so many things.
人们他们就是
find the exact verse. But the point is that They think that by getting more sense gratification, they can relieve the suffering of their mind and body, but actually that the suffering is created by their previous sense gratification.
那么 Rishabhdev 就说呢，人们就是欲壑难填，他们就是为了追求他们的欲感官享乐就疯狂了，他们以为有更多感官享乐，他们就能摆脱躯体和心意给他们带来的苦恼，但是他们并不知道这些苦恼是由于他们先前的罪恶活动所导致的。 Mara?
Yeah, I'm just looking. So anyway, that's the point, that we're suffering because of our previous sense gratification, but we're thinking that more sense gratification will relieve my suffering, but it will just create more suffering. It might give some temporary relief, you know, like someone gets intoxicated, they're suffering, but then there's more suffering as a result.
人们并不知道他们现在之所以受罪受苦，就是因为他们之前从事感官享乐，那他们以为他们从事更多的感官享乐能够摆脱这些痛苦，但是他们不知道这些只是短暂的，就比如说他们服麻醉品，他们可能一时半会儿的可以缓解这些痛苦，但是之后呢，他们又陷入了痛苦。
So, Mr. Shabdi, this is Canto Chapter 5, Text 4. Nunam pramatak gurute karma yad indriya vritaya apinoti asadamanye yata atmanoyam asanapikleshada asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification to be the aim of life, he becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he's already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body. Therefore, I think it not befitting the intelligent man to involve himself again in the act by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Amazing verse.
Mary, which verse? Which verse? Five, four.
Chapter 5, text 4.
Text 4. Okay. 5, 4. 当一个人认为感官享乐就是生命的目标，他肯定就会疯狂地追求。Yes， 他无疑肯定会疯狂地追求物质主义的生活。Yes，got it。并且从事各种各样的罪恶活动，他不知道，由于他过去的错误。他得到了一具躯体，这躯体尽管短暂，却是他痛苦的根源。实际上，生物体并不应该有一个物质的躯体，但是他因为他被授予这样一个物质躯体，以实现感官享乐。因此，我认为一个有智慧的人不应该再次从事于感官享乐。不然的话，他就会永远的得到一具又一具的物质躯体。Yes, finished. End of the.
Okay. So, I recommend devotees this particular chapter, the direct instructions of Vishabdev. They're really amazing and really worthwhile for everybody to read and study. You can see this one, how completely it covers so many things. Everything we need to know is in these instructions. So recommended reading.
我推荐大家就读这一章当中这个有关的内容。这个内容是特别的令人惊异的。它就包含，就是我们需要很好的去研究。
So I won't go over all of them right now, but this one is enough. Give you some idea.
我不会很具体的涉及到它，但是这个时节已经足以就是让我们深思了。
Still there?
Yes, I'm still. Yes.
So Lord Shiva, he's the incarnation, and he's the king, he's a big, big king, and he's just at the point of giving up everything, giving it to his sons, and he's teaching them everything.
主 Rishabhdev 他是化神手的化身，他也是个伟大的国王，但是他却放弃了一切，他现在在教导他的孩子。
So anyway, I was mentioning that today is a special day. It's the full moon, and it's a special full moon.
我一开始呢说过今天是一个特殊的日子，今天是月圆的日子，而且是一个特殊的月圆。
The moon goes round and around, and this is the time when it's the coolest, so it looks much bigger than you want to take a look at the moon. You see it especially bright and especially big because it's closer. When things are closer, they look bigger. You can see them better.
今天的月亮是又大又圆。如果你走到一个很观赏月圆的一个很最佳的地方，你会发现这个月亮是又大又圆。
And Krishna says, among stars, I am the moon.
Krishna 说了，在群星之中，我是月亮。
The other stars just like a little like flickering lights. But the moon is so bright, especially the full moon, it lights up everything.
其他的星星呢，就像点点的微光，但是月亮它却是清光四射，月洒清辉。
But today is they say Hanuman Jayanti, the first day of Hanuman. That's not on our calendar, but that's what all the Hindus.
今天是一个日子叫 Hanuman Jayanti。我们的就是日历上没有，但是在传统的日历上有这一天。
Hanuman is known to everyone.
Hanuman 是众所周知的人物了。
He's so famous that there's even a Chinese copy. The monkey god.
好，我们在中国也有孙悟空，哈曼就是孙悟空的原型。
And something is really good in the Chinese copy. You get some idea from the monkey god. He's always fighting the evil. He can change his form. So it's the same thing.
那我们中国的这个孙悟空呢，他特别的英勇，他战胜了邪恶，而他可以72变。
Hanuman is one of the most famous devotees. Of course, the most famous devotee, but just in general, as a devotee, he's super famous. There's temples of Hanuman all over India, and every Hindu temple has Hanuman. Sometimes they have 4 or 5 meters high Hanuman.
Hanuman is in India, 家喻户晓。而且每所庙宇呢，都几乎都有哈努曼的这个像，有的甚至高达4-5米。
Hanuman is said to be the son of the wind god, but he's also something to do with Shiva. The wind god carried the seed of Shiva or something. Anyway.Hanuman is like an incarnation of Shiva. That's why sometimes he shows 5 faces.
哈努曼有，据说呢，就是风神就把主 Shiva 的 这个经验就携带着。那么所以呢，有的地方就说哈努曼是 Shiva 的化身，他有五个头。
So his father is a demigod, but his mother is Vanara. Vanaras are called monkeys, but they're not like modern monkeys.
他的父亲虽然是个半神，但是他的 母亲却是只猴，却是猴子，却不是。
Brilliant Vedic scholar and statesman and everything, just a fighting monkey.
嗯，Hanuman is a scholar.
And his mother was so Vayu was right. Yeah, he's a scholar, Vedic scholar. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant speaker.
Okay. 啊，他也是一个学者，而且他特别善，能言善辩。
His mother was so beautiful that Vayu, the demigod, was attracted to her, so that they're not like ordinary monkeys. Somehow they can evolve.
嗯，他的母亲特别的美丽，然后就。巴有风神呢就被他的母亲所吸引，他母亲呢他不是那一般的那种猴子。
So when he was born he was super powerful baby.
当他出生的时候他就是一个特别有力量的一个婴儿。
And he saw the sun and he thought it was a would be a very nice, and he wanted to eat it, and he jumped, and he was flying towards the sun.
他看见太阳了，他就特别想吃太阳，所以他就跳起来去吃太阳。
So the demigods were worried, and Indra threw his thunderbolt and knocked him down.
我半神一下担心了，然后天帝 Indra 就把他的霹雳就投下来，就把他给。给打了下来。
And broke his jaw. That's why he's called Hanuman.
并且把他的那个下颌下巴。
Broken jaw.
把他下巴给打的脱就脱。
So his father got angry at the demigods.
他的父亲呢是个半神人，他父亲就生气了，愤怒了。
And he's Vayu, he's in charge of all the air in the universe.
他的父亲可是负责掌管宇宙当中的所有空气的半神人。
So he stopped air and nobody could breathe.
他就停止了空气，哎，人们都喘不上气儿了。
So then the demigods, in order to pacify him, so they gave all their different weapons and all so much power. They gave everything the demigods possibly could be blessed Hanuman.
嗯，半神们就为了讨好他的父亲，就把他所有的武器啊什么的。他们都祝福了哈努曼。
But then Brahma was worried because he's just a child and he'd be too powerful.
Brahma 就有点担心了，因为他哈努曼还是个小孩子，他现在就这么有力量。
So they meant he would forget. He wouldn't know that he was so powerful.
所以啊，就让他忘记了他自己是特别有力量的。
Until it was absolutely necessary. Of course, I guess you know Lord Brahma knew about Ravana and Sita being kidnapped and everything. So Hanuman, he didn't know. you so long。
Brahma 呢，就让他忘记他有力量，就直到他有必要使用他力量的时候才想起来。Brahma 呢，他可能就知道将来 Ravana 会把。Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Haribo.
Yeah, so he, at the time when he found out that Sita was in Lanka and nobody could, none of the monkeys, they said they couldn't jump that far.So they didn't know how they would get there to rescue Sita.
那后来呢，就是 Ravana 把 Sita 给绑架了。猴子们他们就去营救，但是那个从大陆到兰卡那个距离很远，没有普通的猴子能跳过去。
They were giving different excuses, and then Jambavan said, Hanuman, you can do it.
大家都往后退，这时候呢 Jambavan 就说 Hanuman, 你能跳过去。
And Hanuman said, no, I can't do that. He didn't know.
Hanuman 说不行，我跳不过去，因为他不知道。
So Jamavan told him the whole story, and then he realized, oh yeah. So he did it. He jumped and he found Sita, and he did fought with the Rakshasas, and he came back and told him, and then he led the armies to rescue Sita and take care of Ravana, carried Raman Lakshman on his shoulders.
Jamavan 呢就一五一十的把他的经历就讲给哈努曼听了，然后哈努曼就说：“哦，原来如此啊！”他就于是就一纵就跳到了兰卡，他营救了西，然后就到那里找到西塔和那些 Rakshasi 就打斗了一番。最后呢，他等待的这个军队就来，然后他把 Rama 和 Lakshman 扛在肩上。
So I think you all know enough about Hanuman after how he rescued Sita and how he fought in the battle. He's just a completely dedicated servant of Ram. He had no other interest ever. Hanuman is still living, but he is just worshiping a deity of Ram.
Hanuman, 这时候呢，他们就把 Sita 营救了。Hanuman 呢，他到今天仍然活着，他崇拜的是 Rama 的神像。
And you, if you don't, you have Ramayan, you can study. So I think you have the Ramayan movies and everything. So a few other things today is the Krishna's Vasant Rasa. That means the springtime Rasa dance.
大家具体的可以去看 Ramayana 这本书，也有这个电影。今天呢也是 Vasanta, 就是春季的跳春季的 Rasa 之舞的日子。
It's also Balaram's Rasa
dance. It's a Balaram's Rasa dance.是巴拉拉玛的。
Both of them had many Rasa dances in different places, in different cultures.
Krishna, 巴拉拉玛他们。
Then the appearance day of, Shamananda. Shamananda is a very great devotee in our line.
今天也是 Shamananda 的显现日，他是我们使徒传记当中的伟大奉献者。
He was the three great devotees, Narottam, Srinivas, and Shamananda's friends, and they were all studying under Jiva Goswami.
有三位伟大奉献者 Shyamananda, Narottam 和 Srinivas, 他们都在 Jiva Goswami 下面学习。
So his life is very interesting.
他的生活，他的生活是非常的有趣的。
He was born in Orissa.
他诞生于 Orissa 地区。
And his mother and father had many children before, but they all died.
他的父亲母亲在生他之前呢，生过其他很多孩子，但是这些孩子全部夭折了。
So they were thinking he would not live either. So they named him Dukhi. Dukhi means sad.
那父母就想这个孩子也活不长，就给他取名字叫 Dukhi. Dukhi 的意思就是伤心。
But he lived, he was extremely beautiful. People just to see him, they would become pacified and happy of mind.
但是他特别的长得特别美丽，人们只要一看到他的面容呢，就感到心满意足了。
And he was a brilliant student. He learned everything really quick. Everybody was amazed. Everything about him.
他是一个特别出色的学生，他无论学到什么都很快的能够记住。
So his father, you know, seeing, and he would hear about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda from the Vaishnavas, and he felt this desire, all he wanted to do is, you know, serve Lord Chaitanya.
他的父亲呢，听说了主柴丹尼亚尼提亚南达的事迹，他希望自己的儿子呢能够服务伟大的奉献者。
So his father saw and he said, "You know, you should get initiated."
他的父亲说：“你应该得到启迪。”
He was quite young.
他那时候很小。
My guru is Hridaya Chaitanya. I guess he'd heard about Hridaya Chaitanya. It was far away in Shantipur. It's far away from Orissa.
他的 guru 是 Hridaya Chaitanya. 离上就在上提普，而上提普离 Orissa 很距离很远。
So his father was worried, you know, how are you going to get there? It's far away, you know, way.
他的爸爸就有点担心，距离这么远，自己的儿子怎么能过去呢？
So he said it's no problem because many devotees go there to take bath in the Ganga. So when they go, I'll just go with them.
他就说你不用担心。有很多奉献者在恒河沐浴，他们沐浴完出来上岸之后，我就跟他们一起去。
His father saw he was very determined. The father was worried, but he said, "Okay."
他的父亲看到儿子这么有决心，虽然他有点担心，最后他也答应了。
So he got to Kalna, and he asked around, he found out where Hridaya Chaitanya was living.
最后呢，他就去了那里，他就到处打听Hridaya Chaitanya住在哪里，最后就找到了他的住处。
When he got to the gate of the temple, he made Dandavat Pranam, and then just at that time, Hridaya Chaitanya was walking by. So he asked him, "Who are you?"
所以他就 到了这个庙门口，他就至于五体顶拜。恰在这个时候呢，维德亚·查坦尼亚正好从这里经过，他于是地问道：“你是谁？”
He said, "I'm Aduki, and I'm from, and I've come here to serve your lotus feet."
他说：“我的名字叫 Duki， 我来这里是服务您的莲花族。”
So, Ms. Rita, I was very impressed with his.Everything about him, so he happily accepted him as a disciple. He said, "Now your name is Krishnadas."
回答他柴德尼亚对他印象特别的深刻。最后就接受了他，给他起名 Krishnadas。
Then after some time.He said so nicely, Radha Krishna mantra.
After some time, sorry, Mark.
After a while, yeah, he was serving so nicely, so devoted and so expert, he gave him the second initiation.
You mean Huida Chaitanya, his guru, gave him second initiation? Who gave him second initiation, Mara?
Right away, first he just gave him a name. He said, "Your name is Krishnadas." But after a little while, he gave him first and second initiation, something like that.
Okay.那他的 guru 呢，就是给了他一个名字叫 Duki， 后来很快呢就给了他第二次启迪。
Then he saw what an intellectual scholar he was, so he told him to go to Vrindavan and study with Jiva Goswami.
他的 guru 发现呢，他是特别有智慧的一个学者，于是就把他派遣到 Vrindavan。跟 Jiva Goswami 学习。
So first he went to Navadvipa.
首先他去了 Navadvipa 的 Mayapur。
And he asked around and find the house of Jagannath Mishra where Lord Chaitanya was born.
他到处打听 Jagannath Mishra 的家在哪里，朱柴丹尼亚就诞生在 Jagannath Mishra 的家中。
Then he went there and he met Ishan. Ishan was the servant of Vishnupriya and Sachimantra.
之后呢，他又遇到了 Ishan. Ishan 是是主持丹尼亚的家中的仆人啊，也是 Vishnu Priya 的仆人。
Then he joined a group of pilgrims who are going to Vrindavan.
之后他就加入了一群去 Vrindavan 的朝圣队伍。
On the way they stopped at Gaya.
他们路上经过 Gaya。
And he was thinking how Lord Chaitanya got initiated in Gaya, fell unconscious in ecstasy.
他就回想起主柴丹尼亚是如何在 Gaya 这个地方得到启迪的，便立刻倒在地上失去知觉了，在狂喜当中。
Somehow or other, he went on to Vrindavan.
后来呢，他又无论如何继续往文达万的旅途。
On the way up to Kashi, Varanasi, that's where Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatana and Rupa Goswami.
接着呢，他又到达了 Kashi, Varanasi, 主持人马巴布在那里教导了 Sanatana Goswami。
we met some great devotees that are Chandrasekhar and different devotees that are all Lord Chaitanya. He got blessed from them.
在那里，他遇到了伟大的奉献者 Chandrasekhar 和其他的奉献者，并且得到了他们的祝福。
It's important to get the blessings of devotees. You can't live without them.
得到奉献的祝福是特别重要的，没有奉献的祝福，我们就没办法活了。
Then he got to Vrindavan and he found Jiva Goswami.
之后呢，他就去了 Vrindavan， 在那里见到了 Jiva Goswami。
He told him the message from his guru was, I'm giving Dukhi Krishna, and you please engage him and teach him.
然后他就把他的 guru 的讯息 转交给 Jiva Goswami， 就是这个讯息就是说这里有一个 Dukhi， 请你教导他。
So he asked, he said, can I have a very special service?
他又问他，我能不能从事一项特殊的服务？
So we got the services sweeping the Seva Kunja, that's near the Radhadamodar temple, Radharaman, in between. It's like the Vrindavan, and where the main activity, very sacred place.
于是他被给予这个服务呢，就是清扫 Seva Kunja 的 Seva Kunja。这个 Seva Kunja 呢，是 Vrindavan 一处最神圣的地方。离 Radha Damodar 庙很近，在介于 Radha Raman 庙之间。
So he was sweeping there, he was in ecstasy, thinking of Radha and Govinda and chanting her names.
于是呢，他就在那里呢扫地，他就
冲。You know, Vrindavan.Anybody ever sweet in Vrindavan? How much dust is there?
任何在那 Vrindavan 地方扫过地的人都知道 Vrindavan 的土有多少。然后这个奉献者，这个他一边扫地呢，一边想着 Radha Govinda 的，就是非常的喜乐。
He would put the broom on his head, shake off all the dust on his head.
他会把这个扫帚放在自己的头顶，然后把所有的这土就撒在自己的头上。
So one day he found an ankle bracelet on the ground.
有一天他在地上发现一个脚镯。
And so he thought, well, I'll give it back to the owner.So he kept it.
他就想，我要把这个脚镯物归原主。于是他就把脚镯收起来了。
So the next day, a very beautiful girl came, and he was stunned to see. He couldn't even talk. She said it was Vishaka.
第二天。就来了一个非常美丽的女孩子，她就是维沙克。
And she asked him, "Did you find an ankle bracelet here?"
他就问你有没有在这里找到一个脚镯呢
？He was so bewildered by her beauty that he couldn't even talk.
然后 Dukhi 呢，他被维沙卡的美丽就是迷住了，他简直说不出话来了。
Then finally he said yes.
最后他说是的。
So she said, well, give it to me.
Vishakha 就说把脚镯给我。
And he said, is it yours? And she said, no.
然后 他就说这个脚镯是你的吗？Vishakha 说不是的。
So he said, I'll only give it to the owner.
他就说我把这个脚镯还给他的主人。
So she came back with even more one. Came back with Srimati Radharani.
后来呢，他就是带着 Srimati Radharani 就回来了。
So Radharani was very pleased. He gave back the bracelet.
Radharani 呢特别特别的满意，然后夏曼丹的就把这个脚镯还给了他。
Then she blessed him.
接下来又祝福了他。
And she took Kunkum from her. She took the red of her feet and using that, she put a special tilak on him.
然后他就从他的足上呢取了这个Kunkum粉红粉，就在夏曼丹达的额头上涂了一个特殊的 tilak。
And she said, and from now on, your name will be Shamananda. Shamananda means Radharani in this case. Sham. So he was in a state, of course.
Radharani 呢就说从现在开始你的名字改成 Shamananda。但是 Shama 的就是 Radharani 的名字。
And she also told him, you don't tell anybody about this.
他说你不要把这件事告诉别人。
Except you can tell Jiva Goswami.
除了 Jiva Goswami 之外。
So she told Jiva Goswami.
然后他就告诉了 Jiva
Goswami. Jiva Goswami was, he was very, very happy.
Jiva Goswami 特别高兴。Who told Jiva Goswami?
Shamananda told Jiva Goswami what happened.
Okay.然后夏曼丹的呢就把发生的事情呢一五一十的讲给了 Jiva Goswami， Jiva Goswami 特别的高兴。
And Jiva told him, don't tell anybody, but you can keep that name. And the tilak wouldn't come off. That was, you know, like a tattoo or something.
然后 Jiva Goswami 就叮嘱他不要把这件事情泄露出去。然后呢就说你可以把这个名字记，你可以就是改成这个名字，但是他这个头上 tilak 这怎么也抹不掉，就像涂的那个那个身上涂的那个纹路一样。
So just the way things go, even in Vrindavan, people started talkingthat he's gone against his guru. He changed his name and he's wearing his different tilak.
然后现在这件事，然后文达文的人们呢就议论纷纷，是这个人他背离了自己的guru，他改了名字，而且呢他连那个tilak都换了另外一种样式，就是他已经被偏离了。
And the word got back to his, to Rida Chaitanya, who got very, he was even thinking that Jiva Goswami had given him another initiation or something. So So he came to see, you know, find out.
这个消息呢传到了遥远的惠达亚的 Chaitanya 的耳朵里。惠达亚 Chaitanya 呢就以为 Jiva Goswami 就重新启迪了他。所以呢他就来找 Jiva Goswami。
Her sister passed times, you know, to teach us everything. So he was chastising him like anything, but Shamananda didn't say it.
然后那个这个回到 Chaitanya 呢就特别的严厉的就批评了斥责了回到就夏曼南德，但是夏曼南德呢就以什么话也没说。
Anyway, different versions, but he prayed to Radharani and Radharani came in a dream and told the Hridaya Chaitanya that this Shamananda is very, very special, dear to me, and I've given him his name in the Tilak.
那有各种不同的版本，无论如何，反正惠达亚Chaitanya呢就祈祷，在梦里头呢，晚上的时候呢 ，Radharani 就来到他的梦里，就告诉他，这个 Shamananda 是一个特殊的灵魂。
So then things changed and everything was all right. So then they were sent, the three of them, sent to Bengal to preach to Bengal and, you know, Orissa.
那事情呢，这样就有了转机。
To give Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
就这三位呢，就是夏曼南这三位
he went to his hometown and he was preaching there and he made so many disciples. Everybody was joining him.
那这三位伟大的奉献者呢就被派去传教。然后夏曼南的呢到了他的家乡传教就取得了巨大的成功。
Then he was traveling with even more. Then he made one very special disciple, Rasika. Rasika Nanda he became. And he was also preaching together. They just made millions or thousands of disciples. Everybody that heard Big Mayavadi, he's a big atheist, and everybody would just surrender.
他启迪了一个特殊的门徒，名字叫 Rasika. 他们两个一起呢就传教，他们就打败了 Mayavadi 假象宗和无神论者。
So that's Shamananda, and so we kind of covered the special features of the day. We can pray for the mercy of Shamananda, totally dedicated to our gurus and setting the example.
所以这就是今天的这个特殊的地方。我们可以向沙曼南的祈祷，因为沙曼南的呢，他完全就是献身于他的孤乳。我们祈祷能像他那样。
Because everything depends on the mercy of the guru.
一切都依赖于孤乳的仁慈。
Isha Prasada Bhagavad Prasada Isha Prasada Nagati Kitopi Dayam Stubam Tasya Isha Susam Vande Garoshi Chadanadavinda. So we're singing that every day. So we can pray for, of course, Hanuman is also the symbol of devotion. You want to know how to be able to study the life of Hanuman. He had no other interest but to serve Ram.
我们刚才呢听到就是这个八颂灵诗的最后一首 一句话，梁夏普沙巴瓦普沙的，我们每天只有得到灵性导师的仁慈，我们才能得到 Krishna 的恩宠。没有灵性导师的仁慈呢，灵修路途寸步难行。相当的就给我们树立了一个完全献身于 Guru 的人榜样。哈努曼呢，也是完全献身于服务主 Rama。
He said when they got back to Ayodhya, other devotees were complaining about Hanuman.
据说呢，他们回到 Ayodhya 的时候呢，还有其他的奉献者就抱怨哈努曼。
Because Hanuman was so fast that whatever Ram needed, Hanuman would do it so fast that no one else had any chance to serve.
因为哈努曼呢，他速度太快了，无论 Rama 有什么样的要求，他最先就很快就满足了他，服务了他，别的奉献者呢就没有一丁点的机会来服务主 Rama 了。
All right, so we'll stop there. If anybody gets, I can handle it for.
好，我们讲课的部分就到这里。
Any comments or questions?
有没有评论或者是问题可以提上来？
Hare Krishna, 我们稍等一下，暂时还没有问题。
Mar, we wait for a minute. Mar, can I ask a question?
Yeah. Now there are
Bhakti Sastra course that teach Bhagavad Gita, but if we have already reading like as a sadhana reading Chaitanya Charitamrita or Brahma Samhita, should we learn Bhakti Sastra from the very beginning?
Why not?Always good to study more and more.
Okay. Thank you.
Bhagavad Gita is the basis, but it's unlimited, so you can read it again and again and still read all the other books also.
Okay. Because our time is very limited, we have to do the exercise and pass the test, also recite the verses. Anyway, that's okay.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's up to you.
Okay.
It's beneficial.
Hey, thank you, Mara.
Interesting. I just realized that the camera turns everything backwards like a mirror. Like, put the way I had it, which I could read it in real life, it was all backwards. But if I put the other side, which is all backwards for me, then it looks.It says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Okay. I don't know if you read Sanskrit. If somebody does read Sanskrit, I thought I was putting it right. Hi, but I didn't look at the camera before. Okay? Good. So Hanuman is also a good example that he's a devotee, but he's practically more famous than Ram.
Oh, so Hanuman, he is a devotee, but he's more famous than Ram.
When you go around India, there's so many Hanuman.
There are so many Hanuman,
he's like the original superhero. Superhero is anything so great as Hanuman.
Hanuman 在人们心中呢，就好像是一个超级英雄。
What's Kali Yuga now? A lot of young children in India, they don't even know who is Hanuman. They know Spider-Man and Iron Man and all that. They think Hanuman is just another one like that. They can't understand what is Hanuman. We know Hanuman not just as a superhero fighter, but as a great devotee.
现在的印度年轻人的小孩子们，他们甚至都不知道哈努曼的事迹，他们只知道蜘蛛人呐、啊，就这些金刚、变形金刚，他们不知道哈努曼是一位伟大的奉献者。
All right, so any other comments?
看一下有没有什么问题。
今天没有问题，所以不行，我们就哦，有一个，稍等。他说，给他古文达马达基说，感谢马哈沙之的精彩讲述的逍遥时光，让我对夏曼丹的斯瓦米还有哈努曼有了更多的印象。和他们的方案服务，想聆听更多的内容。
This is a comment from Gita Govinda. She said that, she very much appreciates your lecture about the pastime of Shyamananda Swami and Hanuman and their devotional service. She is very eager to hear more.She felt very grateful to you.
Thank you. Well, reading Ramayana.
Okay, now there's a question from Jaya Krishna. He asked, Is Hanuman a human? Does Hanuman belong to human race?
Hanuman is special. It's called a Vanara. It means a forest man. So he's not exactly human like us, but not monkey like other monkeys. These so-called monkeys, they were super powered and very intelligent scholars, Vedic scholars, and everything.So nothing like that anymore. It's like there's no people like Ram. You know, people are much weaker. There's no demons as big as Ravana. Monkeys are monkeys now. It's normal. But monkeys are intelligent. They can be trained in many ways, but they're not like animals.
Hanuman
was a minister to the king. And even Lord Ramachandra would take advice from Hanuman.
Okay. Hanuman, 他不是就是猴子。他 就是是一种非常有智慧的，并且通晓伟大学识的这样的一类特殊的一类。So Hanuman is not a monkey, right? It's a special.
Not a monkey, modern monkey. It's called a Vanara. Vanara means a forest man. He had a tail, and you know, he looked kind of like a monkey, but he's walking straight up all the time. But he's not like, you know, this was in Treta Yuga millions of years ago. These kind of living entities are not around anymore.
Okay. 那么这个特殊，这他们属于叫他们的名称叫森林人类，他们也是直立行走的的。然后因为是在 Treta 年代的这个物种，所以现在已经见不到这样的物种了。嗯，他们是非常有智慧的，通晓这个伟大文化。嗯，就像这个主 Rama 他不是人类，不属于人类，但他是特殊的，不是普通的人类。而且呢，就像 Ravana 他也不是普通的恶魔。当然呢，现在的猴子是很聪明的，都可以受到训练，但是就是那个时代，就 Treta 年代的他们这个物种呢，就是他们的名称叫森林人类，他们特别有智慧。
Indonesia, the orangutan, that also means the forest man. Very intelligent monkeys, but Hanuman is much different, much more than any of these. You can't imagine better than any human being. Modern human beings are puny, stupid. Alright.
You mean the forest human is much intelligent than modern human being?
Well, this Hanuman, this was millions of years ago. You know, there's nothing to compare. There's no human being now that can compare to Hanuman in any in intellect or in physical beauty or power or anything. Nothing comes even close. There's some tiny little imitations. It's like there's no demon. There's demons, but nobody compares to Ravana. I'm trying to be like Ravana, and they're nobody so powerful.
Okay. 就是 Hanuman 他不是普通的这样普通的人，那他是一个非常有力量的，因为他是 Treta 年代的，所以呢，就是那时候呢是非常有智慧的，而且是非常美丽的，非常有力量的。就像 Ravana 这样的恶魔呢，现在的人简直是无法想象，现在的恶魔呢就是一些小很微不足道的小恶魔，简直没办法跟那个 Ravana 这样的大恶魔相比。同样的 Hanuman 呢，这样的也根本就想象不出，就那个年代他们的智慧和他们的力量和他们的美丽。
We can't imagine such creatures. But somehow they're always called monkeys, you know. But they're not monkey like modern monkeys. They're monkeys like, you know, troublemaker, tamagun, but this is not like us. But they were very civilized. They had a whole kingdom with buildings and palaces and, you know, the Vedic yagyas and everything.
现在的猴子就是猴子。
They're called King Purusha. So king means something like what? What are you?
Sorry, Mother. Kim means what?
Something like what, who are you, what are you?
Oh, okay, okay, what, okay. 不，现在的猴子就是那些导弹鬼，他们处于他们姑呢，就是愚昧属性。但是那时候的那个就是森林人类呢，他们都是文明的，他们有宫殿，也可以做火祭，他们的物种叫 King Prussia。
So people, you would say, King Purusha, I mean, are you human? You wouldn't know. You have to ask them. Because they look like human, but not quite.
他们长得像人类，但不是跟人类一样的。
It's like there's humans that are called King Devata. You meet them and you think, are you a demigod? They're so superior.
King Devata.
King Devata. Alright. Hare Krishna. But just enjoy the pastimes of Ram. Enjoy the service of Hanuman. Remember that he's a perfect servant. Expert at everything and no false ego. Only service action. No pride. Even though he's the most powerful than the most powerful Rakshasas. What to speak of?
所以哈努曼呢，他是一个完美的仆人，他擅长做服务，他没有假我，他也那么有力量，也不骄傲，所以我们应该很好的沉浸在 Ram 的消失光中，也很好的沉浸在就是哈努曼的他的服务心态当中。
Okay, so if you don't mind, unless you have some really good questions, I'd like to stop now.
Okay. 那妈妈说，如果大家
Everybody please look at the moon tonight. The moon is representing Aniruddha. Aniruddha is like the god of the mind. So by looking at this beautiful moon, you can make your mind very peaceful.
我们可以去看一下那个圆月，就阿尼如达，它是心意的圆月。看了这样圆月呢，心意就能变得平和。
And Krishna says, "Nakshatranam aham shash, among stars, I am the moon."
Krishna 在《般若梵歌》当中说，在群星当中，我是月亮。
The moon should remind us of Krishna, and also in the universe of form, the moon and the sun are eyes of the Lord.
月亮代表着 Krishna, 在 Krishna 宇宙形体中，日月是 Krishna 的宇宙形体的双眼。
And the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are compared to millions of moons, because the moonlight is soothing and cooling. The lotus feet of Nityananda cool us down from the heat of all the anxiety and hard work we have to do to live in this world.
祝尼天丹的莲花寺被誉为上百万清凉的月光，就能把我们从这个焦虑的灼热当中，能够舒缓我们的焦虑。
In this current situation where most of the world people have to stay home all the time, it's interesting. You know, people that, like many children are saying, I want to go to school, I want to go to 没错。
现在全世界呢，几乎所有的人都得在家待着。现在非常有意思的是，孩子们都嚷嚷着要上学去。
You see, children don't want to go to school, but now because they can't go, they don't like to stay at home all the time. People want to go to work, they want to get out of the house. So it's a whole new world. Let's see what happens when the whole thing is straightened out. We hope people will realize more and more the value of nature and the foolishness of killing animals and all these things. Because you affected, but all over the world, people are trying to say, where did this virus come from? Did it come from China? Was it this, that? But everything has an immediate cause, but that's not the real cause. Everything comes from Krishna through the agents of Durga. So devotees understand this is the material energy acting, and it's just the combined karma of everybody that different things happen. Sometimes there's a tsunami, sometimes there's typhoon, sometimes there's war, sometimes things, earthquakes, floods. Mature nature, is responding to all the abuse that people are giving. So we want to spread the holy name to uplift the consciousness of the planet. There's no other way to help anybody. We want to help people if we can with the immediate difficulties, but we also want to help the ultimate cause, which is, getting the chanting of the holy name spread more and more so people can uplift their consciousness.
那现在呢，人们呢都
意
识到。
So.
Okay. Okay. Now the devotee send their blessing, send their good wishes to you, and they say that today's moon is very beautiful.
Yeah, I need the blessings of all the devotees, so please bless me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, we'll see you again Friday morning.
Okay, okay. 那我们非常感谢 Kaochan Swami 今天晚上给我们讲的精彩的圣殿不加瓦坛讲课，感谢 Sati Madaji 的主持，感谢所有奉献者聆听。那周五早上我们再次聆听 Mara 讲课，非常感谢大家，顶拜你们 ，Hare Krishna。